Okay, before we move on to Chufsani Hey, just a couple of halachos related to post-Tevila. The Mechaber writes in the beginning of Kuf Pei Hey, based on the Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph and Beis on the bottom, Ha'isha shi b'cheskas temeya asr la'lova leha ad she'tomer lo tevalti. That a woman who's b'cheskas temeya, any woman who goes through the Tara process leading up to Tevila is b'cheskas temeya. So asr la'lova leha until she says tevalti. Says the Pesach Shuvah here, Sifkatan Aleph, quoting from the Chavis Das, Afila Shochavis Etzlo, Lo Mahani Ad Shetomer Lo Beferish Tavalti. Even if she demonstrates that she went to the mitzvah, she, by her actions, indicates that she's Muteris Labayla, still, somehow, there is this formal requirement, which is a Lashon HaGemara, that she has to actually state this verbally. The Rav Shechter points out that he doesn't quite understand why that's necessary. If a woman demonstrates that she's tahara, that should be sufficient. And the Aruch HaShulchan is bothered by the same thing. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Dalet over here writes that as well. Lo yadati lama, why should there be a formal requirement of amira? Adu amira ma'keves, halav ikar rakla das im nitara, kishahim ramesis lo dayu, dikimu dumani shabinos Yisrael bo shos lomar b'fiyan tavalti. So the Gemara does say at Chitomar, but you would have assumed that's Labdafka. And the Chavis Das is the one that assumes some of this requirement of Amira. Questionable why that should be the case, but I think Minig Yisrael is to be choshesh for the Chavis Das, at least L'chumra. It's kind of a low-stakes chumra. Doesn't take much to fulfill the Chavis Das here. Okay. Yeah?
Does it matter what she says? Like, can she say, I went to the mikvah?
Yes, you can say, I went to the mikvah. That's okay. The functional equivalent of, well, that's tavalti. Yeah, that's what the Chavis Das says. Right.
Okay.
I mean, Lashon HaGemara, Lashon HaMechaber Tahori, Lashon Chavis Das is tavalti, but that's one and the same. Good. Then the second relevant post-Tvila Halacha, jumping all the way to the end of Hilchos Mikvos, the last Ramah in the very long Simen Reish Aleph, the Rama writes, La'achara tvila b'mei mikvah kesherim, after a woman emerges from a kasher mikvah, mutaris likanes lemerchatz kedei shetachamei matzma. So a woman is allowed to go into a merchatz to heat herself up, to warm herself up, aval lachzer v'lirchos achar kach yesh osrim. But to wash herself again in a merchatz, anywhere outside of the mikvah, yesh osrim. What is that based on? That's a Mordechai in the first parak of Shabbos. The Gemara there is talking about a scenario or a time where, in the context of Taros, in the context of being Tavelis for Tuma, some woman subsequent to going to the mikvah would then wash themselves in Mayim Shuvin. And there was a concern that maybe people would get confused and think that the Mayim Shuvin are what is actually Mitahir. So that is the basis of this Mordechai of a Gzeira Derabanan not to wash yourself in any other source of water subsequent to going to the mikvah. Says the Gon over here, Perkam the Shabbos. So it's only usher b'merchatz to wash yourself rechitza, but not lahazia. The gzeira, but says the gra, gzeira the sham, eino ela aval korachol kulav. This Mordechai is a minority opinion. It's not the only opinion. The gzeira the sham, eino ela truma. The context of the gemara, first of all, is only mishum truma. The whole context of Gemara there is that if a woman were to wash herself in Mayim Shuvin after going to the mikvah, so midi rabbanon, we would treat the truma as tame. Aval tfilaso also lo af truma, but the tefillah itself would be a valid tefillah. Shem shah kama yamim im tzvichar shemesh v'chein tar v'koshik en labayla the bayla chulinu. So that whole Chashash of Gemara that the Mordechai expands to apply to Tfilas Nashim. Number one, it's only talking about the status of the Truma, not talking about the status of the Tovel. Number two, definitely doesn't apply Labaila. So that's the Gaon points out over here, that what the Rambam quotes is lav l'kuli alma. Nevertheless, the Rambam does quote this la lacha. Ramosha writes, Yoredei Echeli Beis Simen Tzadi Vav, in the tshuva to Rabbi Rebach Shlita, the Rabbi Emeritus of Adas Israel of Passaic. Ethan, do you hear him speak at one of our Shabbatons? You heard him? Anyway, so this is, so Moshe wrote to Rabbi Rebach on this topic. So he says, what is the scope of this Isra the Mordechai? Mordechai says you can't wash yourself in a shower after the mikveh. What does after the mikveh mean? Says Ramosha, Bachreach ulo yoser mibo bayom shel tvila. So it can't be more than the bo bayom, deim lo kein lakavo, because otherwise, where do you draw the line? Tiyasur lirchos olam. So you can't say after means forever. So if after doesn't mean forever, what does after mean? So he thinks it means that day. To say that once you have bia, then that stops the clock. Nechatesi. Even though he acknowledges Lashon HaRama sounds like it's only a little bit afterwards. La'achar ha'tfila b'mei mikvah sounds like tekef. But maybe Oso Yom is also b'chlau achar ha'tfila. So Moshe thinks that actually applies the entire night and the entire next day until the following Har of Shemesh. So women shouldn't take a shower, shouldn't go take a bath until Har of Shemesh the following day. If she's an istinus, she can't go a whole day without taking a shower. So then you could be megal earlier, since only das yachid, nagel lahachmir. But any rob is abistam nashim tsara kolkach ishalatirchatz yom echad v'chol l'kayim minig. So Moshe thinks that leaving an istinus aside, this minig of the Ramah, based on a Mordechai, applies until the Har of Shemesh the following day. So a woman goes to the mikvah tonight, she shouldn't take a shower until, let's say, Shkia tomorrow night.
Sunset?
I'm sorry?
Oh, sunset, not sunrise.
Until sunset. Rav Shafter thinks that's correct. Rav Shafter quotes this Ramosha favorably in a piece in Ginas Egos, the end of Simen Kaf Aleph. It sounds like Rav Shafter writes, the way this is formulated is that midrabanan, if a woman is going to go take a shower after the tefillah, according to Ramosha, up to the following Har HaShemesh, so that's mevatel the tefillah lemafreya midrabanan ad kedei kach. That's what it sounds like in Rashi in Shabbos. Rav Osner doesn't think that this din d'rabbanan goes to that extreme. Shevet Alevi chelek hey simin kuf kaf hey. Rav Osner thinks it's only aser samuch l'tvila, meaning you go to the mikvah so you don't jump out of the mikvah and jump into the shower. That's what this gzeirah is talking about. But once a woman goes home, even if she takes a shower later that night, what's the concern? The whole basis of the Mordechai, based on the Gemara there, is that if a woman is going to wash herself with the Mayim Shuvin after going to the mikvah, people would think that the Mayim Shuvin are Mitahe or not the mikvah. So that makes sense. If a woman goes to the mikvah, and after going to the mikvah, she goes into the shower adjacent to the mikvah, so maybe people get confused what's being Mitahe. But if a woman goes to the mikvah, and then goes home and takes a shower an hour later, no one's going to think that the shower is metahir and not the mikvah. So Rav Osner thinks that the Ramah's Yesh Osim over here only applies when you're still samuch v'nira to the mikvah, but not once you go home. And therefore, Rav Osner thinks there's no need to be machmir beyond that. As it is, it's das yachid, maybe the few other Rishonim, or it's a ruach that say like this, but it's a minority opinion Rishonim, Yesh Osim, the Ramah, Elechabo Elechidusha, so to speak. So, the way he says is once the woman goes home and is osekis and other things at home and has a need to take a shower later that night, not a problem. And even if you'll say that according to those we showed him that are machmir, that's they're really machmir b'chol ofen, but anyway, all the other we showed him have no such gomra, so you can be comfortable being makel to allow taking a shower once you get home. Rabbi Willig also is noted lahakel along those lines, that once a woman comes home and does something to demonstrate that she is tahora, then she would be allowed to take a shower if she sees a need to do so.
Demonstrate meaning like she ties her husband or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Usher.
So my son, do like, are mikvahs nowadays clean enough that women feel comfortable with that? Or
yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, to the extent that there's a minhag ha'olam, I believe that the predominant minhag ha'olam is not to take a shower that night, even at home, all things being equal, barring an istinus, but that's just a sense. I could be wrong. Yeah.
Do you ever think that this Willig falls along the lines of the second Bedika not being like?
No. Rav Avner says the same thing. This isn't. First of all, a Bedika is that's a Meikra Din Halacha. It's Machlokas Rishonim, two Bedikas or one Bedika a day. So Shulchan Aruch passes. Passing two bedikos like a significant number of Rishonim, so that's a big kula to go against from the Sefer Shulchan Aruch. Here, as it is, it's a Yesh Osir with the Ramah, that is clear most Rishonim don't have to begin with, and half of the poskim aren't so sure what the scope of it is, so this is a different.
So you think you might be able to make even if you ski or drink coffee?
Yes.
Like
1 hour. Rav Schechter, in one of his Piskei Karona, Paskin, that even though he thinks, like Ramosha, that all things being equal, this halacha applies till the following Meis Leis, but given that Ramosha himself acknowledged that there's one to be makel for an istinus, so a woman in the height of Corona, COVID, who was concerned that there may be some concern of contagion through the mikveh water, at the time that there may have been a concern based on knowledge of the time. So a woman felt the need to take a shower when she came home. Rav Schechter thought that was permissible. Okay. Yeah.
Is there a similar zero minhag by men using the mikvah? I just seem to remember hearing from someone that you should wait until you're dry before taking a shower after.
I'm not aware. Not familiar. I mean, the Ramah here is in the context of Tfilas Nashim. Now, the context that the Mordechai is based on is regular Tfilah for Tyrus and Tfilah for Truma. So, to the extent that that's a concern, that's a concern by any Tfilah. But the formulation of the Minhag Ramah here is in the context of Tfilas Nashim. Yeah?
Rabbi said the minhag ha'olam is to not shower that night?
My sense is that is the contract. I mean, Rav Moshe to wait the entire next day is Erev Chumrah. So between Rav Avner, that you can shower when you get home if you feel a need, and Rav Moshe to shower, not to wait till the next day, Rav Schechter thinks that that Rav Moshe is correct to that extreme. My sense, which could be totally wrong, is that the more common minhag ha'olam is not to shower night, but to shower the next morning. But you'll correct me if you think otherwise.
That's just a pshar. I mean, nobody says to wait the night and then you can shower the next morning. It's just somewhere in between.
I don't know if no one says it. It would make sense, meaning it. Such a position. I didn't look through all the Kitzur Svarim, so it wouldn't surprise. I would imagine that some of us say it, but meaning Ramosha's argument that it has to be, there has to be a kaduv somewhere. So Moshe thinks the kaduv is meis leis. So one could have just as well argued that the kaduv is the next morning. I mean, it passed the next morning would not be considered samach. I don't know. I didn't look at the other kisses from. I don't remember. Okay. So let's move on now to Simon Kuf Sadihei and the topic of Harachaka. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed Zayin and Aleph has the expression of Sugaba Shoshanim, that a filu ki Sugaba Shoshanim lo yifritzu ba pirtzo. So that's the Shvach of Klai Yisrael, that even if there is a fence of roses, which is not a very rigid shmira, that still will prevent pirtzos in the realm of Hilchos Nida. If Tos explains over there, Dibur Maskil Hatorei Ida, Samach Zayin and Aleph in Sanhedrin. Tos explains that the for Tosas, the specific context of that Gemara, or what's highlighted in that line, is that even though there's no Isser Yichud when it comes to Ishto Nida, you know, aside from Mechupas Nida, there's no Isser Yichud with Ishto Nida, so maybe we should have said that we should be concerned, or there should be an Isser Yichud to prevent Aveira. So no, that's what's highlighted by this pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Sugaba Shoshanim, that even though there's no Isser Yichud, we're not choshesh that Klai Yisrael are going to violate Averos with Ishto Nida. However, there are siyagim when it comes to Ishto Nida. Thus, the Rush describes in the Kisser Hilchas Nida, the end of the Masechta, "Ubishvil shemisyachi tadir ima asu geder v'siag sheyiskar as nido seha." That because a husband and wife are misyachi together on a regular basis, so there is a need for certain gedarim and siyagim sheyiskar as nido seha. That's what's highlighted by the Gemara that we've seen a couple of times previously, the Tana Dvei Eliyahu Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel, where the line that the Gemara uses to distinguish between Yemei Libuna and Yemei Nidusa is Yemei Nidusayich Mahu Etzleich. So, referenced here, as far as the activities of this Eishes Chaver, Bimei Libunayach, that were inappropriate, was Achal Imi Shasimi the Yashen, the Kiruv Basar. So that's the basis, or a basis, of various details that fall into some general siag to prevent Isser, the Ishto Nida. But there are two general kibunim and rishonim as to what the precise purpose of our chakos is. Lashon of Ravan, Nida Simin Shin Lamed Dalet. Shin Lamed Dalet. According to this Gemara in Shabbos, and this Gemara in Shabbos is coming off the Mishnah Yud Aleph of Lo Yochel Zav Mezava. So the Ravan says, what's the reason for these precautions regarding Achila, Shasiya? Shelo Yavo Lide Hergel Aveira, to prevent Hergel Aveira. Demigo de la Badal Mina Asila Mival. You know, since husband and wife spend a lot of time together, La Badal Mina, so we're worried they may come Le Mival, they may come Le Hergal Aveira, there may be a Yitzro Tokfo scenario, and that's why these Archakos were instituted. Then the Ravan says that approach, that it's a Yisro Tokfo, a type of harchaka, we're worried about Asila Nival, that leads to a Kula. What happens? Leil Tefillah. So says the Ravan, V'yeshenogin shelo lechol ad kolos shiva nekiyim, not to eat together with Ishto Nida until the conclusion of shiva nekiyim, but not to wait till tefillah, v'hu kasher v'na'eh, d'shuv laka hergal aveira, ela hergal mitzvah, d'keva d'matzi l'mitba lo shavei katera v'achal yisura. The whole reason for Archakos is we're concerned that Yitzro Tokfo, that he's going to be potentially Baal Ishto B'Isser. That's only relevant during Shiva Nekiyah. But once it's B'yad Litvah, once it's Leil Tefillah, even if she hasn't gone to the mikveh yet, there's no Isser, these Archakos are not in place, because there's no more Hergal Aveira, Roshav HaKatera V'Achal Isura. That's the Kula of the Ravan that goes together with his explanation of Harchakos. Says Rabbi Morgenstern, sounds like that from the Rush as well, that we quoted, where the Rush said that this is a reaction to the Isser Yichud, the lack of an Isser Yichud. Right? In general, Isser Yichud is created where there's a concern of Shema Yisro will be Tokvo. And the Archakos are a siag because it's kind of a, to fill in the fact that there's no Isser Yichud. That's the Kula of the Ravan. If that's the case, then Leil Tefillah, even before she goes to the mikvah, her Archakos shouldn't be in place because Asha Tachlena Be'Isser, Tachlena Be'Heter, Lo Shavei Keteira Ve'Achla Isur. And the Raviyah argues, on that Kula of the Ravan, and the Raviyah argues on the broader perspective, the Raviyah, Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Ayin Gibel, Reisi Shapasak Rabbeinu Zakeni Shavada Vizayin Yimei Libuna Einir Chol Litbol Yeshlach Hashner Galadeira La'ach Hashav Vizayin Ki Yivruya Litbol Mutter La'achol Ima De'ei La'ach Hashner Galadeira. And says the Raviyah, V'shar Le Mare Da'ag of Chorfei Lo Iyin Ba the sphere lay shahad the chashu lehergal avera shema yitkefenu yisro the yavo lab amazed visura. That approach of the Ravan. What does it mean shema yitkefenu yisro? That the person won't be able to withstand his yetzer hara, meaning he's going to violate an isser b'mezid. Velesa, the time amitok shiragili malechol yishkach shizava. The concern isn't that yisro tokva that he's going to violate isser b'mezid. The concern is that because he's so used to spending time with his wife, it's natural he'll forget that she's an ida. V'savri de tahorahi v'yavolah. And says the Raviyah, if that's the case, that applies to Leil Tefillah as well. That he'll lose himself, he'll forget, he'll be used to this kind of interaction with his wife, and that's going to lead to Isser before she goes to the mikvah. And it doesn't make a difference that because he's not going to be in that mindset. He's going to forget that there's an Isser B'chlaf. So that's what the Raviyah thinks Harchokos reflect, that we're worried that he's going to be Shocheach, that she's a Surah, and Yavo Leha. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference. Even Leil Tefillah is going to be Usser before she goes to the mikvah.
Possible to say that certain harchakos are for one reason and certain are for another reason.
So you're mechavin to Ramosha. That's how Ramosha presents things. Chelet bei simen ayin zayin. Where Ramosha says it is that we assume like both. We assume like both reasons, but he presents it as there are certain harchakos that reflect one reason more than the other. So you know, certain harchakos are more a kiruv das oriented harchakos, like shirei hakos, or eating someone else's leftovers, or the leftovers from their drink. So that's more of a kiruv das kind of a harchaka that's going to lead to hergal aveira. And then things like shulchan echad is more of a shema yishkach kind of harchaka. That it's not that there's kiruv das per se if you're eating at the same table, but because that's the normal way of living, so then you may forget that ishtanida the yavolah. So that's where Moshe says that summer chakos accentuate these two themes in different ways. And we'll see as we go on that certain archakos are basically din of deraisa, certain are derabanan, certain are only mitan minuk. So is there an orientation, or what is the orientation when it comes to psak, when it comes to archakos? Is there an orientation, l'kula, l'chumra? We've seen many instances where there's an orientation of chumra in many aspects of Hilchos Nida because of the chumra sa'isr, and even in situations where normally we may be inclined to invoke a sveka d'rabban l'kula, in Hilchos Nida we might end up being mafmir against regular klal yitzak because of the chumra sa'isr in the big picture. But where does our chakos fit in terms of the psak orientation spectrum? On the Kula Chumra spectrum. Or Zerua, Simin Shin Samech. Your Zerua here is talking about a minug, which we'll see is reflected in Shulchan Aruch, that women out of practice now coming to Shul, Bimei Nidusan. So the Or Zeruah says, Chumra Ba'alma, that is no basis in Halacha. That's a Chumra Ba'alma. The Yafa Hinosos, and that's a good Chumra. Umariya, the Ezri Amrali, Sheesh Nashim, She'enim is Palas, Achoria Nida. There's some woman that won't stand behind the Nida to Davin. Harbi Chumras Amrali, Sherasha, in the Bryce of the Nida. Klolo Shel Davar. So when it comes to these things, whatever you want to be machmir on, go be machmir, b'tavo la bracha. And he goes on to talk about some of the other classic archakos. So in the Or Zeruah, in this context of archakos, there's a clear orientation of the more chumras the merrier, and whoever wants to be machmir, tavo alav bracha.
Oh, he just also assumes that when we were going to shul.
That right, like the German Sadeshan.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
If he's saying that it's just a Korba Alba, then why would you be no to Mahmer?
Well, he's saying that's a Chumrah, and that's a good Chumrah, and you should be Mahmer when it comes to these things. Whatever makes sense to be Mahmer, be Mahmer. That's the orientation when it comes to our Chakos.
That's not an orientation of Psak, though. That's an orientation
in Minhag.
In Minhag.
Okay.
If a woman came to us and asked, should we
make sure? Right, I mean, it's kind of a... If you have that orientation that chumras are a good thing, so you'd probably be oriented in a case of safik or machlokas to be machmir when it comes to rechakos. I think they would go hand in hand. If the orientation is that all chumras are good, so then be machmir in any safik situation would also be good, I think.
That's sort of what my goal is in terms of the nature of the harchakos itself. It's not like they're being machmir on a specific harchaka, they're extraneous.
Well, they're making new harchakos. And he's still saying that's a laudable thing, right?
Uh-huh. So is it...
He's saying there's no basis in halacha for women not going to show the main nidusa. It's a chumra ba'alma, but it's a good thing.
It's like an even the other soap for that, though? I mean, like...
So one could argue with Darvasov, but the Orzeru is not saying that. He's saying, I assume even everyone has to have a limit, even though Orzeru would probably have a limit somewhere, but he's saying in terms of general perspective, when it comes to Rechokos, these are all, Rechokos are for a reasonable concern, and if there are other Rechokos, again, we'll see, not going to shul during Yimei Nidusa, to the extent that there is such a minig, is not really related to harchakos or any chashash lebaila. I'm sorry? Yeah, Sefer Torah related or Tumah related. So it's interesting that that's his example, Hamachra, on these things, Havala Bracha, and then he goes on to talk about the other classic harchakos. So that is noteworthy, but in terms of this specific example, but he is saying that in the context of his discussion of Archakos. The Piskei Tshuva in Sifkat and Dalid quotes a Sidrei Tara Sifkat and Gimel about throwing something up. We'll talk a little bit later about the Isser of Zrika. And there, the Sidrei Tara has the formulation of a Machmer Tavol Abracha, that even though Me'ikra Din, he thinks the, to the extent that there is an Isser of Zrika, which is, we'll see later, that's only if you're throwing straight, or it's throwing at a normal trajectory, not if you're throwing up. Nevertheless, a machmir tava olav bracha. And Ramosha also writes, Chelik Beis Yeredei Simon Ayin Hei, Chelik Beis Yeredei Simon Ayin Hei, paragraph beginning, Ula Harim, in the context of lifting up a heavy object together, which we'll talk about. Mikal Makom Yesh Lachush V'lesor Mitzad D'chol Harkakos Yiseira Adifa. So better to be machmir, even if you could find an argument to be mako. Because when it comes to Rechakos, the more the better. The mitzad kol Rechakos, the mitzad dechal Rechakos, dechal Rechakos yisei radifa. That additional Rechakos are preferable. In the other direction, the crazy placey on DC Manu is called the Tiberius Israel. So he writes in the beginning of Simon Reish Tzadi Hei, regarding the permissibility of giving a present to your wife, bimei nidusa. He says you're allowed to do that. And he's makel to allow blowing a feather off your wife's clothing. Says a crazy placey, she'ein iser shum kiruv das. Ra kiruv das binagias dvarim hamevil lidei korva degili arayas. The concern of Kiruv Das is limited to those scenarios where there could be a connection between that Kiruv Das and Korva de Gileirayas. The Lo Tosifu Pen Tigro Chas V'Shalom. And you shouldn't add extra Harchokos because if you end up being too machmir, there may be a equal and opposite reaction, Lakula. And if you impose too much, then people may end up being lax even about that which is required mikra. So that orientation of Yom Sinaivishis is in the other direction, that there's a balance, you have to follow the mandated Archakos, but to create new Archakos or expanded Archakos where it doesn't fit into the pattern, doesn't fit into where there's a real concern of Kiruv Das, is counterproductive. So we'll see how these orientations play out as far as the particulars in Hilchos Archakos. Okay. Rambam, Perikof Aleph, Isurei Bia Halacha Aleph. Perikof Aleph, Isurei Bia Halacha Aleph. The Rambam assumes that Chibuk V'Nishuk Derech Taiva. Chibuk V'Nishuk Derech Taiva, in general, by any erva, is aser min haTorah. That's b'chlal lo sikrivu l'galel serva, and that applies to ishto nida as well. Chiva v'nishik derech taiva is aser min haTorah. And there's the chiyah malchus. That's from the Chaver Paskins in the Eben Ezer, like this Rambam, Eben Ezer, beginning of Simon Kaf, that there's Malkus on Chibuk V'Nishuk on Arayos, Derech Taiva. The Ramban argues, the Ramban is Hasagos to say for mitzvahs, Lo Sasei Shinun Gimel, Lo Sasei Shinun Gimel. The Ramban thinks it's only an Isser Derabanan. What about Negiya Shalom B'Derechiba? That's the Machlokas Nosei Kelev on Shulchan Aruch B'Das HaRambam. Be'Shmuel, Eben Ezra, Shimon Kaf, Sukkot, and Aleph thinks that Negiya Shalom B'Derechiba, according to the Rambam, is also B'Chlal, Dechi of Malkus, Min HaTorah. Even Shalom B'Derechiba. And the Shach, in our Siman, Sivkat and Kaf, thinks that even according to the Rambam, Lomi by the Ramban, but even according to the Rambam, it's only Asid Rabbanan. And that's the basis of possible kulos for a husband to touch Ishtanita where there's a medical need to do so. And that's the discussion in the end of the Siman. That's the Shach here in Sivkatan Kaf. In the context of the doctor, that according to the Shach, that's not considered, the Shach's explanation, that's not considered to be Avaz Raya Darayas, Pemachim Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore, if there's a Pikuach Nefesh consideration, there's no other doctor, whether Rabban described in Sif Yud Zayin, to allow a husband to treat Ishtanida, if it's the Nagiyah Shalom Ederachiba, because the Shach argues, even according to the Rambam, that's only Nisid Rabbanan, and therefore be mutter for Pikuach Nefesh purposes. Yeah.
So only Pikuach Nefesh purposes, or she's bleeding, and it's how far does that?
Bleeding could also be Pikuach Nefesh. That's the context in which it was only Yisid Rabbanan, so there may be situations where we could be Mekel Tzarech. Okay. So let's begin Siman Kuf Sadi Hei. Chayiv Adam Lifresh V'Ishto V'Meit Tumasa Asher Tisper V'Titbo V'Lo Yischok V'Lo Yakel Rosh Ima Ramah Ez Afilu B'Dvarim Shema Yargila Vera Aval Mojo Lishyachin Ima Dekemin Shabal L'Apam Achas Tu Lo Takav Yitzrei. Fine. So the first Yisurim that the Mechaber highlights is Schok the Kalis Rosh. So that's the Rambam, Perakaf Aleph, Yisrei V'Yalach Adalid, Lo Yischok, V'lo Yakel Rosh Ima, Shelo Yargel Adera. That's the first Rechok the Rambam mentions for Ishtanida, that you shouldn't be Sochek or have Kalis Rosh with Ishtanida, Shama Yargel Adera. So the Mechaber here is quoting that Lashon Rambam. The Mechaber has this in Eben Ezra as well, Simen Kaf Aleph, Se'if Dalid. The Ramah said, "Afilu b'dvarim, that means b'diburim." That's what the Shah says over here. Sukkot the Beis, im margil and la'erva lo yidaber behen ima. So the type of talk that is margil avera would be aser between a husband and wife b'nidusa. Okay, so beyond that, what are the parameters of schok v'kalas rosh? So as we noted a few minutes ago, crazy place the paskins that you're allowed to give a present to your wife, v'nidusa, and that is the consensus of Rav Poskin, Badi Yashochan, Sifkat and Yud. Rabbi Eider had nothing on, we haven't used him in a while because he didn't have a chatzitza or a tefillah, but now Rabbi Eider's back for a chakos. So Rabbi Eider, page 137, and Shiurei Shevet Alevi, say, O paskin, that you're allowed to give a present to your wife, v'nidusa. Who's machmir? Rabbi Morgenstern, page 140, quotes from Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv is machmir where it's mar b'chiba. Rabbi Yashiv is quoted saying, even to bring flowers to your wife in Erev Shabbos, if that's mar b'chiba, maybe it would be aser. Hakol l'fi ha'inyan. So that hakol l'fi ha'inyan is probably l'kuli alma. Meaning, everyone would agree that there's certain type of matanos that are marba chiba in the extreme, probably, and that should be avoided. But most possibly would assume, and even Rabbi Yashiv may acknowledge in this quotation, that if a husband brings home flowers every Erev Shabbos as a matter of course, which is generally advisable, so then that's not really marba. That's not mar v'chiba in any exceptional way. That's kind of pro forma. So any pro forma matana, probably Evan should agree, is mutter. And when it comes to a lot of these details in our kokos, sometimes it's a matter of discretion, to be honest, as to whether a given action, if it's technically mutter, is mar v'chiba or not, and where does that fall in the spectrum. But not everything is always clear-cut, and many situations are Hakol l'fi ha'inyan. What about playing games? So lo yischok doesn't literally mean playing board games, but what about playing board games or games? So Rabbi Eider quotes from Rav Moshe not to play ping pong and tennis because that's marbe kirav das. So ping pong and tennis may also be relevant to the issur of zrika or hoshata, zrika. So we'll talk about ping pong and tennis more when we get to zrika of hoshata. But as far as the schok, mischa, kirudas element, Rabbi Ira quotes from Moshe, excuse me, not to play ping pong. Yeah?
What does kirudas
mean? Kirudas means creating a emotional bond that could lead Lehergal Avera.
Is that tied to Losikru Lagal Zerba?
So no one would say that this manifestation is a Daraisa, meaning Losikru Lagal Zerba on the Daraisa level. According to the Rambam, that's talking about Chibuk V'Nishuk. Derech Taiva, maybe even not Derech Taiva. So these are all, anything short of that is only Bechlal, the Archakos of the Tanit Ve'elio flavor, which are only Drabanans, at best. Yeah.
These Archakos are Dafka by Ishto, right?
Dafka by Ishto Nida, yeah.
Meaning a woman who's a Nida who's not your wife.
Right, so you probably shouldn't have been playing tennis with her anyway, but it's fine.
That's kind of how it's going.
Can you play tennis on a date?
No, I'm not that for a ping pong. That's a classic date.
Right, so there's no sir.
Remember your maple only for dates.
I'm sorry?
Remember your maple only for dates.
the harpakos are limited to Ishto, correct.
So doesn't that indicate that's not really a function of Sikulaga Zerba? Because that would apply to any Nida.
Right, no, it's clear that in the Rishonim, this is, at least for the Rosh, it's clearly an antidote to the fact that there's no issue with good by anyone else. There isn't an issue for you because you don't have the need for these archakos, and because there's already a baseline relationship of korva, so we have to be extra careful because normally you do have a close relationship with your wife, and if we don't take these precautions, then you may come either Ravan or Ravi approach Lisser. Okay, so again, gate. So Rabbi Eider goes from Moshe that ping pong is a kirav das problem. The Debrit Siner, as we'll see, we'll come back to the Debrit Siner a little bit later. Debrit Siner thinks that it's not a kirav das problem, but it may be other problems. Rabbi Eider writes, better to avoid playing Scrabble and chess with Ishto Nida. And that's Rabbi Eider.
Moshe?
He said that himself. I don't know if Moshe played Scrabble. I don't know if he knew what Scrabble was, but he said that himself. So quotes Rabbi Karp from Avil Yashiv about chess. But I take that back. Rabbi Felder quotes from Moshe about chess, not about Scrabble. That Rabbi Eider and Rabbi Aaron Feld is a Rabbi of Racha from Philadelphia, and his Rishume Aaron, which is just unsourced one-liners about things that he heard from Moshe, or one-liners or one-paragraphers. So in volume one of his Rishume Aaron, he quotes that Moshe told him no chess. Rav Osner thinks maybe it should be machmir even not to play dreidel on Chanukah. But Rabbi Eider says that if your wife is in a down mood and playing a game of Scrabble or chess will cheer up, then it would be permissible. One second, Rabbi Willig's approach to these things is that he doesn't think that there's a need to be machmir, like the orientation of the crazy and placey when it comes to presents and blowing feathers. If it's the kind of thing that a husband and wife will play games as a matter of course, and it doesn't particularly engender any kirav das in the extreme, Rabbi Willig thinks that playing games like that, board games, would be okay. Michael.
Yeah, I guess now the question is only on the other postman, but shouldn't this be subjective? I can't think of anything less romantic than chess. Like,
are you allowed to play chess on a date?
Aaron, try it. Why? Meaning, shouldn't it depend on the person?
I think so. Meaning, I think what Rabbi Willig was saying is that the norm in his thinking, the normal default is that playing a board game with your wife doesn't engender any particular kiyudas, but maybe that's cultural also. So maybe in certain places it does. Or those poskim that are machmir were coming from the orientation that it does or it should or could. Or where there's a suffix, is the orientation more l'chumra, even if in your particular case you would think it doesn't engender kiyudas, but for other people it would, so maybe kedai l'achmir. Yaakov.
Does these point
to
any games in specific, or all games you would be
allowed?
Unless there's other reasons you might like throwing your passing. So,
I think general board games, maybe not Twister.
So, any games that would be a problem other Achakos, you would make a lot.
I think so. Yeah, Jesse.
Wouldn't we say that playing a game when she's in a down mood to cheer up is like worse than everything else? Like that's exactly like being Mar. Like that's like. Let me help you. Like, that's the most you're ever going to get of, like, I don't know. To me, that's the most kiyudas you could ever get is, like, not just playing a game. It's like, oh, you're down. Let's play a game to cheer you back up. Like, that's the most.
I'm just saying that just brings you from being down to baseline.
She used to stop playing when she's. Because they keep track of her.
Because when she starts winning, then you stop. Okay. So back to Tana Dvei Eliyahu. So it's clear from the Maisa of Tana Dvei Eliyahu, where she said that Bimeini Dusayev Afilu Be'etzba Ketana Lenaga. So obviously there's an Isser Negiyah even Be'etzba Ketana. But we don't find anywhere in Shas, we don't find in many Rishonim, we don't find in Rambam an Isser Hoshata, an Isser of handing something to your wife, of extending something to your wife. That comes to be based midrash of Shal Rashi. That's what Tosas quotes here. Dibur Maskel Bimeili Bunayach Shabbos Yigim Lomim Beis. Also Ksuba Samach Amin Aleph Dibur Maskel Mechalfa. Ksuba Samach Amin Aleph Dibur Maskel Mechalfa. That Rashi was nohag not to be Moshet the key to Ishtonida. Rashi had nohag Yisr Lehoshe Mavteach Miyada Liyada. The main Nidusa, apparently Shabbos locks hadn't been invented yet. Why? So the Tosos in the Rashba Torah Sabayis HaKatzar Dalev and Aleph Lo Yoshit Miyadu Liyada Shem Davar Shama Yiga Bibsara. That if you're going to hand your wife the key, you may end up touching her. Nagi is Asra Fila Be'etzba Katana. So that's where this Isra Hoshata comes from. And that's what the Mechaber highlights in Sif Beis. Lo yiga ba'afila ba'etzba ketana v'lo yoshit miyado liyada shim davar v'lo yikablenu miyada shema yiga bibisara. So the concern is that if you're going to hand something, you may come to Nigia. The Rashman Tshuva says something else. He also quotes this not here, but in Evan Ezer. Evan Ezer, the end of Simon Kaf Aleph. Quotes, Juvas Arashba, Chelik Aleph, Simon 1188, Elef Kuf Peches, 1188, Chelik Aleph, Juvas Arashba. That why is there an Isser Hashata? Because Libo Gaspa, Ubekrevus Muat Ika Lemechash Lehergal Avera. That because there's a relationship between husband and wife, a libo gaspa, so even by the slightest kirva, even by handing the key, it's not a particularly romantic act, even if you don't touch her, we're still concerned about hergel avera. So what would a nafkamina be, whether it's chashash negia or hergal avera? So you might have said that nafkamina would be if you extend a long object. As if you're handing the key, so then there's a chashash negia and there's a chashash kiyur baser. If you're handing your wife a shovel and you're holding the top of it and she's holding the bottom, there's no chashash negia. Maybe there's a chashash kirvasa, a chashash kirvdas. because handing a shovel is almost as romantic as handing a key. But Rabbi Yerucha, the Beis Yosef quote, says no. That even when it comes to a long object, you have to be choshesh, so maybe you'll come to negiah, as long as the object is, so maybe somehow you'll come to negiah. And that's what the Shach writes over here in Sifkatan Gimel. Doesn't make a difference how long it is, even if you assume, like what the Mechaber quotes from the Rashi and Torah Sabayis, that the Iker reason is Chashash Negiah. But even by Davar Aser, it's Aruch. It's Aser. The way the Rebbe Yochum says it is because even there we're choshesh for the possibility of Negiah. Aruch HaShulchan says it's just a low plug. Aruch HaShulchan here in Osei, that in a Chadami, even if there's no concern that you're going to touch her with extending a long object, but on some level, lo nitnu divrayim the shiurim, and al slow plug, the isser of hashat applies across the board. Okay. Then the Darkei Moshe adds something that we don't have in the representation of Rashi Beis Midrasho, and that's an isser of throwing something. Shuvith Binyamin Zev, Hagoth Sharidura. So the Darkei Moshe quotes from them that there's an Isser not only of Hashata, but an Isser of Zerika as well. Tashbeis is beferish that there's no such Isser. Tashbeis, Chela Gimel, Simen Nun Ches Oshei. Chela Gimel, Simen Nun Ches Oshei. Writes beferish as Zerika's mother. Shelo Asu Ela Ayide Chibor Behoshata. The Isser is only Behoshata, but not Bizrika. The Tashbeis. Rashi only had it, the minhag that Tosaf was in Rashi is about Hoshata. No mention of Zrika. And the Badr Shulchan points out in the Beurim on page Rei Samach Gimel that the Ritva in Ksuba Samach Aleph writes that Hoshata Ayide Shino Yizmater. So that sounds like the Tashbeis, that the only Isser is regular Hoshata. If the Hoshata is Ayideh Shino is Mutter, so then Ayideh Zerika should definitely be Mutter. So we have the Rambam where there's no Zecher even for an Isser Hoshata. We have Rashi based Midrasho that there is an Isser Hoshata, and that's what's reflected in the Mechaber. The Mechaber highlights the reason of Rashi and Torah Sabayis that it's because of Chashash Negiah, even though the Rashi and Tshuva writes Chashash of Kir Das, and the Ramah, the Chain Ayde Zvika, Miyad Eliyad Elihipach, Aser, the Ramah from the Binyamin Zev, Ados Haridura, Bishem Aram, extends the Isser to Zvika as well. So you would have assumed that the Sfaradim have no problem with Zvika, but Rav Avadya writes that L'chachila, Sfaradim should be Machmir like the Ramah on Zvika as well. Is that the common practice? Okay. Not everyone's throwing the keys in the parking lot in this Friday show.
As I've seen.
Doesn't come out much.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she doesn't go to show.
This is like, could be like a baseball catch, I'd say.
I'm sorry?
Like a baseball catch. Can't have
that would be us, sir. Right. Okay. For Ashkenazim, and Ravadi thinks even for Sfaradim.
Doesn't matter if the ball bounces?
So in May, we'll talk about that soon when we get to ping pong.
Or do
we
have a glove, so it's not a stuff in the aviyah?
That's an extent of the other rifta. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask if throwing like a shino is more megal.
More megal than what?
Than throwing like kind of like what you want to say, like sliding something or bouncing something, like same idea.
So the ritva would be megal there.
But I'm saying, well, he's megal for throwing sound, what you said.
No, the ritva is megal like for throwing.
Throwing.
Well, the Ritva says Hoshata Yedeshin is Mutter, so presumably he's Makel for Zvika. Okay. Says Badi Yosholchan Biurim page Reish Samech Dalid that this extension of Hoshata to Zvika may depend on the reason for the Yisra Hoshata. If the reason for this Hoshata is a Chashash Negiah, so there's no Chashash Negiah by throwing, I mean, it'd be harder to say that's part of the low plug of Hoshata to extend it to Zrika. If it's a Chashash Negia, what's a Chashash Negia by Zrika? But if there's a concern about Kirva, Kirvdas, so there could be a Kirvdas consideration even by throwing. And the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, the red book, which I don't think we've quoted yet this year, he suggests another nafkamina, whether the Ikar Chashash for Hoshat is Rika or Kirvdas. Let's say there are other people around. Let's say you're in public. So if there's a Chashash Negia is relevant even in public. If there's a Chashash Kirvdas, so there's less Kirvdas in a public setting. Although he acknowledges that the postman don't say this, and lahalacha, we're definitely choshish for the reason of Negia. So to the extent that's an afkamina, that's not lamaisa. But this is relevant to the question that we spoke about when we learned about Chuppas Nida of the Tabas Kedushin for Ishto Nida. It's relevant to the question of giving a get to Ishto Nida as well. Shuvas Beis Yitzchak, Yoredei Echeli Beis Simen Yuches, Yoredei Echeli Beis Simen Yuches. Darkin Shuva quotes this a little bit, quotes part of it. How do you give a get to Ishto Nida? So the Beis Yitzchak has three reasons, the Kula, why a Baal could give a get directly into the hands of his wife as a Nida. Number one, L'rach Hakasi, that we're not concerned about our chokos, where our chokos are generally Kirav Das oriented, where he's about to divorce her. Just like he says, there is a din of Bedikah's comments on Pesach. If you forgot to do Bedikah before Pesach, you do Bedikah on Pesach. Shouldn't we worry that maybe you'll find chametz and eat it? So no, that's not your mindset. There's no such chashash because your mindset is Pesach, you're not going to eat chametz. So here too, your mindset is l'rachka, so all these archakos aren't really relevant if your mindset is l'rachka. Then he says, number two, it's essentially kita v'yadavam ka'achas, the second that she receives a get, she's no longer his wife, and therefore archakos don't apply. And then he says, number three, that since a get is done in a public setting, in the Seder again, it says that you should have a minion present for a get. We're usually not machmir on that. Yesterday we had 200 people, but we're not usually machmir to have a minion present for a get. Chalitza, yes, get, no. Even though it does say in the Seder get to have a minion for a get. Rabbi Wallhandler is a quote of Racha, the Gufei Alachos, the Mishnah Berurah Chadash, so we quote it many times this year. He also has a Sefer on Gittin, which I think is called Sefer Miras Einayim. So he was big into using the names of Kamonim for his farm. So he writes there, and he told me this, that was his practice, that he was Mathmir to have a minion present for a get. I was at a get by Yom HaSan, there's a minion, but he's Makel to include women. And a minion for Pearson. Okay. But that's the third reason of the Beis Yitzchak, that since it's in the presence of a minion, there's a lot of people, so there's Pirsum, there's no chashash of Hergel Aveira. The Isra Shata applies even Virabim. We never say that you can give something to your wife if it's in public. So the Beis Yitzchak says, that's because when it comes to a get, it gets always Virabim. So in a situation of something that's always Virabim, then we're not worried about Hoshata. Okay. And he says that's potentially relevant to Chuppah Sneed as well, that Chuppah is Bifnei Ameida, that we are Machmir Daviminion for, so then you have a lot of people, so then maybe the Yisra Hoshata there, where institutionally it's always going to be in public, so maybe the Yisra Hoshata doesn't apply. That's the suggestion of the Beis Yitzchak. Again, it's one of three reasons to justify why we don't worry about a husband giving a get to his wife as a nida. Yeah.
Can you argue if you say like the rush that the archakos were instituted kind of set tachase with the heter yichud, so then by chuppas nida there's an iser yichud, so there's no need for any of the archakos?
I hear. Yeah, Rabbi Iger says that. Rabbi Iger says that. As an additional Svar Lahakol. Good. Okay. As we noted, the Bar Hetiv quotes in Ebn Ezra, Simen Samach Aleph Sivches. Simen Samach Aleph Sivches, the Bar Hetiv quotes in the Maril and Menhagim that the minhag is to drop the tavas into her hands. So that's one sure way of for making sure no one will notice that she's a nida. And the minhag is not the way. The minhag is to give it to her on her finger as normal. That's common practice. That is Rabbi Bluth in volume 5 of the Torah L'Rav, quotes from Moshe that way, that's the minhag, to give it directly into her hands. Or Zeruah has another consideration that they're not married yet, so it's Kito V'yadavan Kaf in the opposite direction. So our concept shouldn't apply. I'm sorry?
Isn't that the Pashas? Why would be also for me she's not my wife yet, why would be
also? But when you give her the ring, she becomes your wife. So that's the same Kito V'yadavan Kaf in the other direction. Do you say that? Or maybe because now she's become your wife, so now her concept should apply.
Isn't the concept like you have a Chavos Nidaret?
Yeah. Gabe, do you want to ask something else?
Okay,
good. Okay, then in that same piece in the Kavos L'Rav from Rabbi Bluth to Shemer Moshe, he writes that as far as the Mesiris Aksuba, so better that the Mesad of Kedushin should give the Ksuba to the Kala, and no one will know the difference. But if the Chasen gave it to her, it's not the end of the world. Makam Rabim, Sarach Mitzvah. Okay. Piskei Tshuva Sukkot and Dalit quotes from the Tshuvos in the Sefer Minchas Yaakov. Asir Leisha Nida Lahasir Mibayla Nosa Derf Neficha. A woman can't blow a feather off her husband's clothing. And he quotes others that argue Tshuvos Har Carmel, crazy place if you saw his makeup. Rabbi Eider just points out, page 149, that even the Minchas Yaakov didn't ask him to call the call. He just says a machmer tov ala bracha. And then the Pesach Yeshiva quotes the same sukkatan. Ol kasev sham shera noagin shezorkin davar klapi mala. Below the nochat ishto, kimeskavin lizrak liyada, vihifo shetes yada, mekabalaso, yeshal hakol bezeh. That if you throw it up and she catches it on the way down, that's not the flali yisus rika. Achem besidri tara kasev afa pi sheshal hakol mekar din, mikamakam ein lahatir, v'chol amachmer binyanim ke'ela, tavo alav bracha. The Rabbi Willie thinks that you should not be mako on throwing something up and catching it on the way down. And that's what Rabbi Morkenser quotes from Avayashiv as well. So on that note, let's just look together at what the Deborah Tziner writes about ping pong, and we'll close with this for today. This is Tshuvas Ber Moshe, Chelek Aleph Simen Nun. Chelek Aleph Simen Nun. So he quotes this Placey about throwing things up and catching it on the way down. He says, and then he quotes about the feathers. He says, Horesi, based on this, Horesi lish echa shenafsha lish ol higia, im shari lo lehishtashteya im ishto biyosa nida bischok hanikra ping pong. So someone asked him, can he play ping pong with Ishto Nida? So in case you don't know what ping pong is, the Deborah Tziner goes through a whole description. The derech ha-nischak zeh hu b'zeh ha-ofet. L'mashal, ha-ish ma'keh ve'etz agol v'rachav al kadur katan kal ha-kvitza. Ha-kadur nogeya b'tchila b'chelek chatzi ha-shulchan ha-karov v'gabei didei. Ki zchok zeh misachkin al-shulchan, in case you don't know, that's why it's called table tennis. There's a net in the middle. Because that's the bounce at your side first. Then it bounces onto the other side of the net. This is still keeping track. So he only volleyed back and forth once already, but you get the point. Vishafti leheter, al pi divrei aplesi elu. It's no different than throwing something up and it falling down. Velo lohu velohi zorkin akador mizu leze mize lezu. They're not throwing the ball to each other. Al adaraba, al pi chuke amishak kodem sarach shiiga akador bal shochan. It has to bounce first. It's another layer. Because it's on the bounce, as opposed to tennis, tennis isn't always on the bounce. It doesn't have to be. Ping pong always has to be on the bounce. What? I'm sorry?
Are you crazy?
Ping pong has to bounce.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. On the serve, it has to bounce.
Maybe Spartan played differently.
I've never heard of that.
You have to see what Vivaldi says about ping pong. But anyway.
Can you volley back? Of course you can.
No, it has to bounce.
I've never heard that. That's
according to both tomfit.org.
Okay, well, we're running out of time, so we can check on that later. Ani dibarti al libo lazov darkoze afilu kishi tahora. So he said, technically speaking, it's mutter, but you shouldn't be playing ping pong with your wife even when she's not in need, though. Better learn Torah. Didn't work. If they don't play ping pong together, she's going to go to the movies. So he says he was master playing chess also for that reason. Hayadu alakol, he didn't have to explain what chess is because everyone knows what chess is. The Ambia Deinu Lesor Lo Vela the Ace Didusa Kishi Efshalamana Vidivre Musar Shebenachas Nishmaim. But he says fundamentally he doesn't think it's engenders Kira Das. Shema Zanikra Davo Beshusa Torah Lashkafasenu Shenadom Lashkafas Yoshua Medina Sarso Sabris. So with that vivid description of ping pong, the Debre Sinner thinks that it doesn't engender Kir Das. Again, Ramosha was Makir. I think Yesh Makom Lahafmir on ping pong that it does engender Kir Das. And even if you do have to bounce it, but sometimes you may end up hitting it directly, even though that'll be the other side's point. So Harbe Yesh Lahafmir, despite the Debre Tzinner's allowance, on ping pong for Ishto Nido. Okay, we will